I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Some of Utah's top pediatricians say they're very worried about sending kids too young to be vaccinated back to school this fall. They say in an ideal world, kids who can't be vaccinated would be masked when in the classroom. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, a fire that could have been bad news for some Harriman residents is out. A 3-acre field fire threatened multiple homes this afternoon, but firefighters snuffed the flames. People evacuated are now back on their way home. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had an accident on the exit ramp from I-15 at Bangor Highway. It's really not going to cause you any kind of problems. Our other crash is on southbound I-15 prior to 33rd South. That vehicle is out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still can't rule out a few storms in 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
97 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The battle against vaccine misinformation ramping up as COVID cases in the U.S. go up 70% in this past week. Those who won't get vaccinated now facing a higher risk from the Delta variant and posing the biggest risk to others who can't get vaccinated, including children.
As he left the White House Friday to head to Camp David, President Biden was asked for his message on COVID-19 misinformations on social platforms like Facebook.
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
The president echoing comments from his top public health officials, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, that cases of COVID-19 are now overwhelmingly unvaccinated Americans. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Governor John Bel Edwards in Louisiana says that state is in a fourth surge and blaming misinformation about vaccines for reversing all the progress.
So I'm calling on people not to spread misinformation.
COVID cases also on the rise around the world, including Japan, where the start of the Summer Olympic Games is now a week away. ABC's James Longman is in Tokyo and says Olympic dreams for some athletes could be cut short.
You've got to think about this as team events and individual events. If, like, one archer goes down with COVID-19, there's probably a replacement archer, a sub-archer who can come in and compete. Right. But if you've got a team like the South African rugby team, and their fly half goes down with COVID-19. You can't just put any old rugby player into that position. They are specialized positions.
Opening ceremony a week away. And speaking of openings, celebrations today in Paris as the Eiffel Tower reopened, the landmark closed since last fall due to COVID restrictions. The City of Light once again welcoming tourists fully vaccinated. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Drought 2021.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Governor Spencer Cox wants you to know about the difficulties that Utah farmers and ranchers are facing this year. From a farm in Layton this morning, the governor said people need to remember something really important.
People forget or don't realize that food does not come from Walmart. Food does not come from the grocery store. That is not where food comes from. Food comes from the men and women, the families who are growing this food, making it possible, and putting food on our table.
Alongside the governor was farmer Tyson Roberts. He says agriculture in Utah is in survival mode right now.
When I say we're in survival mode, as I said, I left about 10-15% of our farmland unplanted. On a normal year where we have a good harvest, good markets, then that is about the profit for the farm, for this farm. So we're talking about, when I say survival mode, I mean I hope I can pay the bills this year. And the lasting impacts, perennial crops like alfalfa, think about our orchards, our cherries, our apple, our peach producers, could suffer severe consequences if we lose those perennial crops. So when you go to the grocery store and buy some raspberries, it might be a shorter supply this year, but also in the years to come if those plants are lost.
Governor Cox says Utah farms and ranches have seen water cuts of as much as 75% this year. You've been listening to the In-Depth KSL News Time 319 Now. We'll check traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a small accident on southbound I-15. It's after the I-80-201 junction, but out of traffic on the shoulder. And you're actually going to see a delay-free drive on southbound I-15 through Salt Lake and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all. A little bit of busy traffic on the 21st South Freeway, both directions at 7200 West. Steve?
Yeah, it's an easy drive right now so far if you're on northbound 15 leaving from the downtown area into Davis County. Already thick and slow from Kaysville, though, up into Clearfield by Hill Air Force Base. Southbound I-15 got slowdowns from Ogden-Hinkley Airport down into Roy. And the usual slowdowns on northbound 89 starting to build now from, it looks like, Main Street through Fruit Heights. Jump in the car and head to Logan for the Pioneer Holiday Weekend. They've got city celebrations, festivals, and fireworks in Logan, North Logan, and Mendon, and hiking, biking, and eating. Visit ExploreLogan.com for more. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Let's check the full 7-day forecast with Graham Wayman.
Upper 90s today and scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Lots of sunshine and near 100. And Sunday, more of the same, 101 and mostly sunny, 102 Monday. Again, lots of sun. By Tuesday afternoon, though, the scattered thunderstorms return. Highs in the upper 90s, more of the same on Wednesday. More hit or miss thunderstorms and upper 90s. And then into the 90s we go Thursday. More scattered thunderstorms once again. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, it felt kind of cool this morning, didn't it? It's 92 right now in Provo and Ogden, 97 degrees in Salt Lake City at 321 Friday afternoon.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand, branches in Draper and Harriman, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop into either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest is back and better than ever. Enjoy classic German food and music every Saturday and Sunday, including Labor Day through October 17th. Get all the details at snowbird.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Are sweatpants okay at work? I mean, they're going to have to be. Turns out workers aren't ready to give them up in some cases if they have to come back to the office. The Verge reports some Apple employees are so upset that they can't wear their comfy drawstring pants to work that they're quitting. About 10 workers have resigned at Apple so far over the pants. Cash is clearly no longer king. Axios is reporting more consumers are steering clear of cash money because of convenience, for safety, and for sanitary reasons. You'd probably rather use your card. KSL Drives Ford is recalling nearly 800,000 SUVs after a steering issue. Six people have been injured. Owners of Explorers from 2013 through 17 will get notifications beginning in late August. On Wall Street, rough way to end the week. The Dow dropping 299 points, closing at 34,687. The S&P was down 32. The NASDAQ lost 115 points. KSL News Time 326. Well, a rock and roll classic is celebrating a milestone birthday. Here's ABC's Christopher Watson. Don't stop.
Saturday's the 40th anniversary of Journey's classic album, Escape. Released July 17th, 1981, it's the band's only album to top the Billboard 200 chart on the strength of hits including Don't Stop Believin', Who's Crying Now, and Open Arms.
I felt definitely it was the most diversified record musically we had ever made.
Journey's guitarist Neil Sean there. Escape was just recently certified diamond by the Recording Industry Association of America for sales of more than 10 million units. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.